Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to unpack Goblin's Cash.
Yeah, it's an interesting one on the Binance ecosystem.
Right. It's pitched as this next-gen automated market maker, an AMM, and their big aim seems to be becoming the go-to liquidity hub on Binance.
That's the ambition. And they've built this whole system around, well, liquidity incentives and a kind of vote-locked governance. Plus, they seem focused on a user-friendly interface, which is always good.
Definitely. Launched, when was it? June 1st, 2025.
That's right. And it came out of the community, really sort of adapting the model for Meridrome Finance, but specifically tailored for Binance.
Okay, so for this deep dive, let's try and get our heads around how Goblin's Cash actually plans to pull this off, you know, providing that deep, efficient liquidity for projects and for traders like you.
Sounds good. The core mechanism really revolves around getting people to provide their crypto, their liquidity.
How does that part work? I read something about epochs, these seven-day periods, and LP gauges. What's that about?
Exactly. So think of an epoch as just a week. Basically. Every week, Goblin's Cash distributes its own token, GOB, as rewards.
Okay.
And the LP gauges. Imagine them like reward pools for specific trading pairs. If you provide liquidity, say BNB and USDT, you get LP tokens representing your share.
Yeah.
You then stake those LP tokens in the specific BNB USDT gauge. And by doing that, you start earning those GOB emissions over the epoch.
Got it. So you put your crypto in, get LP tokens, stake those, and earn GOB. Simple enough. But I remember reading it's not just about how much you stake, right? The share of GOB O pool gets depends on votes.
Precisely.
Yeah.
This is where the governance token VGOB comes in. You get VOB by locking up your regular GOB tokens.
Locking them up how long?
You can choose the duration, up to 4 years, I believe. The longer you lock, the more VOB voting power you get.
Okay, so you lock GOB, get VOB, and the main point of VGOB is?
Voting. Its primary function is to let holders vote on which liquidity pools those LP gauges we mentioned should get the GOB emissions allocated for the next epoch, the next week.
Ah, okay. So the pools that get more VGOB votes receive a bigger chunk of the next week's GOB rewards.
You got it. It directs the incentives based on what the VGOB holders decide.
Right. But why would I lock up my GOB potentially for years and then spend time voting each week? What's the reward for the voter?
Good question. There are two key rewards for VGOB voters. First, and this is pretty significant, they get 100% of all the trading fees generated across the entire Goblin's Cash platform during the previous epoch.
Oh, wow. All the fees.
Yep. Distributed proportionally based on your VGOB holdings. So the busier the platform, the more fees generated, the better it is for the voters.
That makes sense. That aligns incentives pretty well. What was the second reward?
The second part is what they often call voter incentives, or more bluntly, bribes.
Bribes. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe not the best term, but basically other projects might want more liquidity for their token pairs on Goblin's Cash. So they can offer additional reward, maybe their own project tokens or stablecoins directly to VGOB voters who vote for their specific pools gauge.
I see. So it creates this little marketplace where projects compete for votes by sweetening the deal for voters.
Exactly. It helps direct liquidity towards the pools where there's genuine demand, signaled by these incentives.
This weekly cycle, the epoch, seems really central. Can you just walk through the timing one more time?
Sure. So each epoch starts sharp on Thursday at 00000 UTC. It runs for exactly 7 days.
Okay, Thursday start.
Right. During that week, VGOB holders cast their votes for the next week's emission allocations. Then the epoch ends on Wednesday at 23.59 UTC.
And at that point?
At that exact moment, Wednesday night, everything settles. The votes are tallied. The GOB emission rates for the next week are set based on those votes. The trading fees from the past week are collected for distribution to voters. And any of those extra voter incentives, the bribes, are also distributed.
And then it just starts over again on Thursday morning.
Precisely. It's a continuous loop. Votes determine next week's emissions. Past week's fees and bribes get paid out.
Okay, it's quite a dynamic system. So, zooming out, what's the grand vision here? What are they trying to achieve with all this?
The big picture is really about creating deep, sustainable liquidity, but importantly, liquidity that feels sort of owned or directed by the protocol and its community, specifically for the Binance DeFi world.
Right, not just temporary mercenary capital.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By aligning incentives, LPs want GOB, voters want fees and bribes, projects want incentivized liquidity. They hope to create this positive feedback loop, a transparent system where liquidity flows efficiently.
Makes sense. So let's recap quickly. Goblin's Cash uses this weekly epoch system. Liquidity providers stake LP tokens in gauges to earn GOB rewards.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of GOB each pool gets is decided by VGOB token holders who lock their GOD to get voting power.
Correct.
And these VGOB voters are rewarded with all the trading fees from the previous week, plus potential extra incentives or bribes from other projects.
That's the core loop. It all aims to drive and sustain liquidity on Binance through this coordinated incentive structure.
It really is a fascinating model for DeFi. It makes you wonder how much these kinds of community-governed, incentive-driven systems will shape the future.
Definitely.
And for you listening, it's worth considering the role active participation plays. In a system like Goblins Cash, your choices as a voter or liquidity provider could genuinely influence the ecosystem's direction. That's quite powerful.
It really is.
Something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.